Milena Jelinek teaches screenwriting at Columbia University. Half a century ago, she herself studied at Prague's FAMU Film School and was surrounded by many of the people who later created the Czech New Wave, commonly regarded as the greatest era of Czech cinema. She herself had a hit film while still a student, though her life soon became complicated after getting engaged to a foreigner. President John F. Kennedy no less intervened to help her get married and leave Czechoslovakia. When I met Milena Jelinek at her office at Columbia in April, we first discussed her generation at FAMU.
For instance, Ivan Passe. In a year ahead of me was Miloš Forman. In a year after me was Menzel. Nemec was in the same year. I was in the screenwriting section, and that was very small. We were only four people, and some of them didn't continue as writers. But I was friends with Věra Chytilová, for instance, was another one that was, I think, behind me, although she was older. So I was with them at that time, and it was like 55, 56, 57.
Was there any sense, or was there a feeling in the faculty that this was a special generation of students?
I don't think so. We really didn't know what was going to happen to us. We just behaved a little differently. We were not so afraid, I think, because most of the professors were really professionals, and some of them were making films before the war. So, you know, they were kind of pretend communists, but not much. There was another young professor. Some of the professors were only older, like by a couple of years, like, for instance, Miloš Kundera, Milan Kundera, for goodness sake, or Frank Daniel. And Milan Kundera at that time was known as a poet. He wasn't really writing novels yet, but he had tremendous erudition and the overview of literature, so we were really well-educated from him and from others too.
In your first year, I think, you already succeeded in having a film made from one of your scripts. That must have been extremely unusual. I mean, it's unusual today.
Well, it was unusual and perhaps not so lucky for me in the view of my life. I did write one little story about students, and it won some competition. And I think it won a competition because there were not too many people that submitted the screenplays. And a professor at FAMU, Frank Daniel, who was not my professor, picked up the screenplay for a production because I think there was a role for his wife. So again, I'm not claiming that it was so brilliant. Also, you know, I was assigned a professional scriptwriter who rewrote it, the screenplay that I wrote, and a director who was not the top-class director. So I had very little influence on the film. And another thing that was not quite my, you know, I didn't plan it, there was the first use of rock and roll in Czech film, which made it extremely popular in the Eastern Europe, because that was a kind of a high life at the time.
I'd like, if I may, to ask you about your husband. And I believe that Miloš Forman introduced you to.
Yes, my husband was born in Czechoslovakia and emigrated with his mother in 49. His father died in concentration camp during the war. They moved to the United States. And in 57, I think, in 57, he planned a kind of an unexpected visit to Prague. He was in Vienna and decided to ask for a visa because he wanted to see his friends. He emigrated at the age of 17, and he really missed his friends. So he came to Prague, and one of his acquaintances was Miloš Forman, who he knew through Boy Scout. So Miloš Forman didn't know what to do with this American, so he introduced me to him, and I talked to him because he was a Czech. To me, he was not an American. So we met through Miloš Forman.
When you wanted to get married, it was very difficult, and I believe that the U.S. President, John F. Kennedy, played some kind of role in helping you get married.
Yes, my husband, on my advice really through my father, decided to ask for help. First he asked Cyrus Eaton, who at that time was, connected. He went to the Soviet Union, so my name was already raised at that time. And then he asked a president of MIT, who was the scientific advisor to Kennedy. So when Kennedy was elected, the very same day, there were two people who came to announce to my husband, to my future husband, that I will be allowed to leave Czechoslovakia. It was after 3.5 years of trying.
Now you teach screenwriting in a language that isn't your first language. How hard was it to get to the point where you could do that?
It was very hard. You know, I didn't know exactly what I would do in this country, and I didn't imagine that I will continue with film. And I thought, well, you know, I can always write. But it was not that easy, because to write in Czech, I would have to had connection to the life in Czechoslovakia. And I was not yet a finished writer, a mature writer, as, for instance, some of the people who went, like Kundera later, or Arnošt Lustig, you know, who brought the language and the culture with them. I also, I think, was too addicted to movies by that time. So it was kind of hard for me to reconnect. So instead of that, I went back to linguistics, and I studied some linguistics, and I was teaching Russian and was doing all sorts of things, bringing up children. And then finally I decided I just have to make movies.
In the mid-1990s, the Czech director Vladimir Michalek filmed your screenplay, Forgotten Light. How gratifying was it for you to have a success with the screenplay in Czech so many years after leaving the country?
Well, it was mortifying, I would say, rather. I clearly was paying my dues. I felt that I was connected to that Prague Spring, and that there was something that I didn't manage to say, and I needed to say it. The way Michalek directed it, in the beginning I didn't quite... We worked together very well, but still, it's his film, and he is constantly quoted as the author of the film Forgotten Light, which I object to. But it was in the collaboration with him that it changed in some sense and was no longer connected so deeply to the cinema of the 60s, for which I'm grateful, by the way.
In recent years, you've been working on a theater play based on the famous Czech actress of the 30s, 40s, Adina Mandlova.
I wrote the screenplay 10 years ago, or rather 12 years ago, and I wanted Michalek to direct it, but he couldn't raise money, so I dropped the project. And 10 years later, the theater in Vinohrady contacted me and asked me whether I could rework it for the stage, which I did, which took a little time and a little cooperation with the theater, but I did it.